We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Reish Lamed Gimel in the Mosada of Kook edition. Vechit patea adam viomar lo yuchal lasig ze ha-shlemut kim b'chokhma yitira v'idiyat ha-Torah la-shlemut. A person might be enticed to say, I can't attain the wholeness that we've been discussing. I can't attain the wholeness that we said that like Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, that he puts his foot on the hole and the snake comes out and bites his foot and the snake drops dead. I can't attain such a level unless I have tremendous wisdom and I master the Torah. Nishiveu v'nomar. So we'll answer him. We'll say, En safek shetumut Torah scharo gadol meod. Undoubtedly, learning Torah has great wages. Ad shamru v'tar kadosh baruch hu al avodah zarah v'gilui ra'yot v'ashichut tamim v'lo v'tar al talmud Torah. Our sages went so far as to say, Hashem says, I'm willing to forgo the paganism, the adultery, the murder. I'm not willing to forgo Torah. Wow. Look at that. Three heaviest sins. A person should rather give his life. And Hashem says, on those three, I could still forgo. I could find the loophole. I could find the way out. But not on learning Torah. So you see, wow, what a weight Torah has. רצו לומר כאילו השלושה היו במקדש הראשון ולא תלה חורבן כי מל ביטול תורה. What our sages were referring to, this quote is from the Jerusalem Talmud, but the Babylonian Talmud tells us a similar concept. In the Gemara in Yuma, the Babylonian Talmud says, the rabbis were asking themselves, the prophets were asking, the angels were asking, why was the temple destroyed? So the Gemara says, what's the big question? They're doing idol worship, adultery, murder. You have a question why the temple's destroyed? Comes back, Hashem, and says, it's not what you thought. The temple was destroyed, al ozvam et torati. The prophet says in Yirmiyahu, the prophet Jeremiah says, it's because you left the Torah. So there's an aspect where if you've left the system, the Torah is the system. If you're out of the system, then Hashem says, that I can't forgo. And there's a logic to it. If you're within the system, says bad as a person is, he's within the system, he'll get back. He's there. If you've left the system, so then there's no hope. Chazal say, they asked, what's greater, learning Torah or performing Torah? Learning Torah is greater. But what's the point of learning if you're not going to perform? You're right, you have to perform. That's why learning Torah is greater. So learning Torah is greater because I have to perform, says the performance greater or the learning's greater? No, the learning's greater. Because you can't perform without learning. The learning's greater when it brings you to perform, but the learning's greater. So you're right. If you'll tell me, how could I attain a wholeness and a greatness without Torah? You're right. Learning Torah is very important. The temple, although during the period of the first temple, we had these three severe sins, when it comes time to describing why the temple was destroyed, the Torah says it's because of Bitul Torah. Kiomroz, the verse says in Jeremiah, Alozvam et Torati. The temple was destroyed because they left my Torah. Vafal pichen, ani roeb divrei rabotenu zan. And nonetheless, says the Ran, I have a source in our sages that it's not only through Torah that a person can attain the wholeness, that connection with Hashem that Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa had, that we've been describing, that Hashem intervenes on his behalf, and even the common ailments can't affect him. It's not a matter of nature, it's a matter of Hashem's hand guiding his life. Because I see among our sages, kimi shemosol gufo v'nafshol Hashem itbarach, that whoever gives over his body and his soul to Hashem, blessed be he, v'choshek ba'avodato, and deeply desires Hashem's service, yasig madriga gdola yoter, mimi sheyev tachlit ha-chokhmah. He can attain an even greater level than someone who has the essence of wisdom. Wow, you'd think we're reading Baal Shem Tov here, right? Seems like Chassidut. Listen to what the Ran is saying. Kmo Shamru, our sages taught us, we have a Gemara in Brachos. Ma'ishna kamae de mitrachesh leonisa, u'ma'ishna anan de lo mitrachesh lanisa. How come, the Gemara asks, how come the earlier generations had miracles and we don't have miracles? The Gemara says, if you want to tell me learning Torah, we outperform them in learning Torah. So how come they had miracles? So the Gemara is saying, a later generation looked back and said, we learn more than them. We have more, we've mastered the tradition better than them. And there were times in history where that happened, where an earlier generation was plagued with decrees and the Romans and persecution, and a later generation was able to get their act together and sit down and learn. So the Gemara says, we outperform them in learning. So how come they had miracles and we don't? Vaita tshuva. And the Gemara's answer was, so this isn't what it says in our Talmud. Our Talmud says they gave their lives for Kiddush Hashem. We're not as dedicated to give our lives for Kiddush Hashem. So that certainly rings true with the idea that they lived in a time of persecution and that's why their level of Torah wasn't up to par. But he quotes a different conclusion to the Gemara. That's his, there were two versions as to how that the Gemara concludes the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is, Rachmana Liba Bai. God wants to know what's going on in your heart. It's not only about how much Torah you learn. Our sages taught Torah is important, but that's not the essence. The Torah is supposed to get us somewhere. אבל הכוונה שלמה במעשים טובים, כי המעשים הטובים הן תכלית כוונתם שיעשו מעברים, אבל כוונת הלב בהם. Oh, isn't it beautiful how what we learn supplements one another? This is the same concept we're learning in the Magid Miduvna. The Ran says, our good deeds, well, there's a spirit to the mitzvos. It's not only the action. Here, have a slice of bread. It's the, where's your heart? Are you happy to give that slice of bread? Where Rachman Ali Babai, Hashem wants to know, where is our heart? Where are our feelings when we perform a mitzvah? So you think the essence of Torah is learning Torah. And the Ran comes and says, no. The essence of Torah is who you are. They have a saying, I don't want to know how much Torah he learned. I want to know how much the Torah taught him. Two different things. U'u inyan ha-kavana ma'u. Ki mi she-kavanotav dvekot b'shem yitbarach. Look at this idea of where our thoughts are. If a person's thoughts are connected to Hashem, blessed be He, gam kshu mitasek bidvarim amoniim, kinyanei ha'asakim ha'kinyanim, hu uved Hashem yitbarach avodah gemura. If a person's connected to Hashem, and now he's not learning philosophy, he's not learning Torah, he's busy doing what he has to do. He's doing his job, he's being a public servant. But in whatever he does, his thoughts are with Hashem, so then it's considered that whatever he does is Avodat Hashem. And this isn't just the Ran. You'll tell me maybe the Ran had this Hasidic trend in him. I don't know. No, this is Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. This is Halacha. It's a siman in Aruch Chaim. That whatever a person does, if his thoughts are for Hashem, oh, I see you guys need to hear the Shulchan Aruch inside. I never had such a group of misnagdim. Now I'm not such a big Chassid. But, okay, we'll quote you Shulchan Aruch inside. You know what I'm talking about? The Shulchan Aruch. You know this symphony? So you have to hear the Shulchan Aruch.
I guess you could say that the whole thing about what's more important, Limud Torah or doing the mitzvot. I guess you could say that boils down basically to kavanah, which is that if you're doing the mitzvot but you're not doing the Torah kavanah, the Limud Torah increases your kavanah.
Oh, so the Limud Torah is also the key to doing mitzvot.
Right.
You're not going to get it right without Torah.
Right. Yeah. You're not going to have the right kavanah without the learning. But the learning on its own, if you don't do the mitzvot, it's also good.
The more you learn, the more kavanah you can have when you do the mitzvot. There's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, siman Reish Lamed Aleph. in Orach Chaim, and that whole siman is entitled Shekol Kavanotav Yiyu L'Shem Shamayim. That's the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch, I'm skipping to the middle, and he says like this. וכן בכל מה שיהנה בעולם הזה לא יכוון לנעתו אלא לעבודת הבורא יתברך. Even in the things you enjoy doing in this world, a person shouldn't be focused, let me go have a steak. Should be focused, I'm going in the service of Hashem, and that steak is going to help me do the service of Hashem. As the verse says, in all your ways you can know Him. You should know Him. Our sages said, כל מעשיך יהיו לשם שמיים. This isn't the Baal Shem Tov, I'm reading Rav Yosef Karo, Shulchan Aruch. Our sages taught all your actions should be for the sake of heaven. That even things that are not directly a mitzvah, like eating and drinking and walking and sitting and getting up and being intimate and conversation and all your bodily needs, they should all be in the service of your Creator or something that causes His service. Because even if a person's thirsty and hungry, if he eats and drinks and only thinks about his stomach, so that's not praiseworthy. But if a person thinks, I'm eating, I'm drinking, and then I'll be able to live, I'll be able to serve my Creator, in everything he does, even in learning Torah, if a person does it because, I love that cheer, it gets my mind working, I enjoy it, so then that's not praiseworthy. But if he does it for the sake of heaven, then yes. When a person lies down, so obviously if he could be learning Torah, then what's he doing enjoying his sleep? But even at a time where he really needs to sleep, if he's just doing it for his own pleasure, that's not praiseworthy. If he's doing it because his body needs to rest, so that he'll be healthy, so that he doesn't go crazy. I love this line in Shulchan Aruch, so that he doesn't go crazy. Yes. Listen to this. Shelo titaref da'ato b'torah. His mind shouldn't go crazy in Torah, because he's prevented himself from sleep. You see, this is an ancient problem. The people are so tempted to delve into Torah, they can go crazy, because they prevent themselves from sleep. Etc., etc., etc. And then he says, "Klalo shel davar." The general rule is, a person has to focus in everything he does to weigh if it's something that brings him to the service of the Creator, he should do it, and if not, then he shouldn't do it. Umi shenoheg ken. Bottom line, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you behave like this, ovedet boro tamid, then your whole life is one big service of Hashem. Shulchan Aruch, black and white, Simin Reish Lamed Aleph. Okay. So again, the Ran says, it's Rachmana Liba Ba'i. Rachmana Liba Ba'i. Okay, we're out of time. We'll pick up here with Hashem next.